What if your screen was being recorded every 5 seconds by default? Not malware or spyware, but your operating system. Windows, macOS, Android, and iOS are all logging your behavior, and you've already agreed to it. In this video, I'll show you what your OS is really tracking, the exact tools it uses to do it, and the few systems that actually give you control back. I spent 15 years in cybersecurity, and I've never seen it this blatant. Microsoft's new recall feature is just the beginning. So what happens when AI becomes the operating system? And what does it actually take to own your machine again? Most people think spyware means some shady app or sketchy download, but the biggest spyware risk has always been the operating system itself. They all log what you do by design. Buried in setup screens and legal text you'll never read, but you've already given consent. And Microsoft finally stopped pretending to hide it. In 2024, Microsoft rolled out a feature called Recall. It sounded useful, a built-in memory for your PC. You could scroll back in time and find anything, a tab, email, file, even if you forgot to save it. Here's what it actually did. It took a screenshot of your entire screen every 5 seconds, all day by default. And it stored those screenshots in a searchable local database with timestamps and indexing so you could go back through everything you've seen. Security researchers looked into it and what they found was brutal. Passwords were logged, two-factor authentication codes were captured, banking details, therapy portals, private documents, all of it was now searchable. Independent tests showed that Recall could surface sensitive info in practice, being passwords, OTPs, banking pages, despite Microsoft's filtering promises. This wasn't a one-off demo. Microsoft initially positioned Recall to ship enabled on Copilot PCs, and then, after backlash, pulled it into a gated preview and later made it opt-in behind Windows Hello. But the capability stack is still there. The screenshot engine, the local database, the switch and settings. It just takes one update or toggle and you're back to full-time screen capture. And here's the thing, this didn't come out of nowhere. Microsoft has been slowly normalizing this since at least 2015. That's when Windows 10 introduced mandatory telemetry, which is behavioral tracking of your app usage, crashes, and system activity. Telemetry has been always on at some level since 2015. Consumer editions can't fully disable it. Unless you had an enterprise license and admin control, you were locked in. Telemetry stayed on no matter what. EU regulators scrutinized Windows 10's data collection and pushed Microsoft toward clear disclosures and controls. Microsoft adjusted language and settings, but the underlying collection largely remained. Telemetry became diagnostics, and it got buried under layer after layer of confusing settings. And if you go even further back to 2001, the FBI created a keylogger called Magic Lantern. It ran silently on Windows, recorded your keystrokes, and antivirus vendors like McAfee and Symantec agreed not to block it. The OS has always been capable of surveillance, but what's different now is that nobody's even pretending anymore. So if Microsoft is okay with screen recording every 5 seconds, if they've been running telemetry since 2015, and if antivirus companies agreed to look the other way, what makes you think Apple and Google are any different? Across operating systems, the pattern is the same. Windows Recall shows how far OS-level capture can go when it's wired in. Apple's Siri grading and macOS launch metadata leaks prove that diagnostics can expose a lot. Android Play Services logs activity, and lawsuits showed collection continued even when people thought they had opted out. Some vendor builds phone home. Different brands, same model. Back in 2015, when Windows 10 first launched with forced telemetry, people were pissed. Tech forums were on fire, and privacy watchdogs in the EU launched full investigations. The reaction was loud, but fast forward to 2024, and Microsoft ships a feature that records your screen every 5 seconds, and most people barely notice. Everything is always on by default. The opt-outs are hidden behind layers of confusing menus, if they even exist in the first place. And the language is weaponized legalese, like diagnostics, crash reports, experience, improved data. None of it sounds like, we're watching you. You click agree, not because you're making an informed choice, but because the screen won't let you move forward until you do. This is surveillance that feels seamless, and that's by design. It's not just corporations doing this, governments love it too. Programs like Prism didn't need backdoors, they just tapped into the data streams that were already there. There's telemetry, sync logs, crash reports, all packages, features, and quietly feeding the dragnet. So if your operating system is syncing everything, your clicks, searches, voice, screen, then this isn't some theoretical dystopia. You're already living in it. But what if the scariest part isn't that you're being watched, but how you're being watched? Because the tools your OS uses to help you are the exact same ones spyware uses to track you. Let's break this down here at the system level. Commercial spyware like Pegasus or Graphite don't rely on dark magic. They use system level access points that already exist. So that could be stuff like accessibility APIs, crash logs, screen recording, mic and camera access, clipboard hooks, system call tracking, background network traffic. These are all the same functions your operating system uses for its diagnostics and telemetry. So what powers something like Windows Recall or Android's crash reports or Siri's voice recognition? The exact same plumbing. Let's look at Pegasus. Once it landed on your iPhone, without clicks or downloads, it had access to your encrypted messages, photos, mic, camera, browser history, GPS location, all of it. And it didn't need special malware tricks. It just used the same operating system level permissions trusted system apps already had. Mercenary tooling like Paragon's Graphite in 2025 shows how modern campaigns can use powerful exploit chains, sometimes zero-click, and then live off the land with built-in OS capabilities. So here's the uncomfortable truth. Your operating system already has every power spyware needs, every function, permission, pathway. The only thing that makes it legit is whether you were told about it in the settings menu. Spyware hides what it's doing. Your operating system just wraps that in a productivity label. It's the same inputs, same outputs, same system access. So if all of the parts are the same, what does security actually mean when your OS is the surveillance infrastructure? What systems actually respect you and how do you use them? So now that you know the escape hatch exists, what's the next trap? Most people think you're stuck with whatever Windows, Mac, or Android gives you, but you're not. You actually have options and they fall on a spectrum. Think of it as three levels of resistance. Level one is the easy wins with no fancy tools, just habits. So turn off cloud syncs unless you really need it. Don't let everything auto-upload. Encrypt your local files so if your laptop gets stolen, your data stays safe. Keep your work and personal stuff separate. Your private browsing shouldn't live in the same profile as your day-to-day. And watch what's leaving your machine. Basic network tools can show you when apps are phoning home. None of this requires switching systems. It's just about refusing the defaults. Level two is switching operating systems. If you want to get real structural privacy, you'll have to step outside the big vendor walled gardens. On desktop, Linux distros like Ubuntu, Debian, or Arch don't have forced telemetry. They're open source and audited by the community. If something shady or sketchy slips in, someone will catch it. You don't have to blindly trust Linux. You can actually verify it. On mobile, Graphene OS is the gold standard. It only works on Pixel devices, but it's hardened, sandboxed, and stripped of the hidden Google tracking. It's not beginner-friendly, but it is the closest thing to real control in your pocket. Level three is the high-risk, high-security option. This is for people who absolutely need compartmentalization, like journalists, researchers, and activists. That's where Cubes OS comes in. It slices your life into cubes, so work, personal, and sensitive. If one cube gets compromised, the others stay sealed. It's serious security trusted by people working in hostile environments. Here's the point. Privacy isn't the default, it's the resistance. But the tools are out there. And once you start using them, you realize you're not alone. There's a whole community already building alternatives, sharing knowledge, and helping each other unplug. So the real question isn't, do you have options? Because you do. The question is, will you take them? And all of this is already being built quietly into the next wave of AI. Windows Recall was never the end game. It was just the first wave, the public beta for something way bigger. Total life capture. And the next version won't be a downloadable app. It's already getting directly wired into the OS, branded as your personal AI assistant. It's always on, running at the kernel level, pitching itself as helpful. But here's what's actually happening. It's not just recording anymore, it's learning your documents, your voice, your files, your messages, all getting analyzed, summarized, indexed, and embedded into memory. Not your memory, the system's. And the pitch sounds good on the surface because you'll never forget anything. Everything you've ever seen is searchable, just like that. But here's the trade-off. It doesn't just store what you do, it interprets it. It doesn't just log your voice, it rewrites it into summaries. Doesn't only track your behavior, it starts predicting your next move. And when that model is built into the OS itself, you don't get to define the boundaries. You don't get to control what data it uses or audit the weights. You don't even get to see what it's learning from you. It's surveillance dressed up as convenience. And we're already seeing this roll out. AI copilots baked into Windows and Mac OS. entire chat histories automatically summarized, file systems enhanced with embedding, and screen captures turned into training data. And here's the part most people miss. The more helpful it feels, the less you push back. Because once your OS understands you, it doesn't just serve you, it owns your memory. So now you have to ask, who gets access to those embeddings? Who stores them? Who's able to subpoena them? Because once that kind of AI surveillance becomes the default, how do you take back control before your entire digital past gets turned into someone else's product? Again, you bought the computer and boot it up every day. But if you're honest with yourself, you don't really own it. Not when you can't turn off the tracking, not when the code is closed, and not when your only real option is a maze of settings and toggles meant to confuse you. So this isn't just about privacy anymore, it's about power. Taking back control starts with asking better questions. So what is this operating system doing when I'm not watching? What's getting sent off the device and who's seeing it? Who gets to decide what counts as a feature? You have to stop assuming that you're safe and start building environments that earn your trust. That means choosing systems that don't extract data by default, running hardware that doesn't lock you out of root access, learning the signals, the flows, and the traffic, and once you know how, teaching someone else. You just need to question the defaults and refuse to settle, because right now, every major OS vendor is moving fast towards more AI, more telemetry, and more control. But not for you. This is the fork in the road. Either you rebuild the stack yourself or let it be rebuilt for you. So next time someone tells you to watch out for malware, remind them, the real spyware came pre-installed.